So, your first game for Dunfermline against St Mirren, you got 2 goals. You'll be happy with that start.
Yes, I set up 2 and I scored 2, so it's good. I'm a goal scorer, so that's my job to do. And thanks to the boys and thanks to Potsy, you know, to let me play and the manager to come to the club. And I'm trying to do my best things I can do is to score goals, and I'm just trying to get as fit as possible to play on Saturday.
Mm. You didn't take long to get off the mark, though, did you?
No, but as I said, I'll do everything I can to score goals, and that's my job to do. So it's good for me and it's good for the team. But you know, the team will play well, and that's the good things.
Yeah, you will have noticed the team has been scoring rather a lot of goals anyway.
Yeah, definitely, and you know the team's been doing well. But I'm here and I'm gonna do everything I can to contribute as well. Some good player in that team, so you know, the manager asked me to come and do what I do the best, and the score goes, and we'll take it from there. I don't want to talk too much in the future. I just want to do it day by day, and then we'll take it from there.
You've been in training with Dunfermline for a few weeks?
No, I trained 1 week, and then I had to sort out some personal stuff, so I went away, but always keep in touch with the manager and Brian Potsy. He's been different class with me, and the manager's been different class. He's been always calling me and always keep in touch, trying to accommodate me the best that they can, and they still do now, and that's a good thing. So I want to come to a club when I feel wanted. I didn't want to come to a club where just to be it and you know talk to a few people, but they were unsure about me, and that's crazy, because you know when you're top scorer and leave and go to Burton, and obviously you got injured when it was 5 people got injured and I was one of them at the time, it was not my fault, and I wish I could stay, but it's not yet. And I know I'm 32 years old, but I don't feel like 32 years old, and I mean if people see it, they'll make a judgment and they think, oh, my leg's gone and all this and that and things like that. But I know people will still talk and give a talk, and they're always going to talk. So me, I'm not focused on that. I'm not really taking notice. I'm more focusing on the positive things, and it's to get Dunfermline back in the championship and hopefully in the SPL.
And take it, I mean, the goals top for you if you score.
Yeah, obviously, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy first to get to the team, but I'm here, and that's why I'm here to make a hard job for the manager to pick the team. And for now, for me, it's doing my job. Every time I'm on that part, it's to win first and score.
You mentioned Brian Potter there. Was that the contact at Hamilton, John's brother?
Yeah, no, it's you know, Potsy, and I know both of them. I play against him. He's been on the phone to me every single day to sign, and that's a good thing, and the manager as well, and you know, he's a good man. John's a good man to me, and Brian as well, and I know them both, but both of them been different class, honestly.
You've been at Hibs, you've been at Hamilton, you've been at Dundee. What's your impression of Dunfermline?
It's a big club who don't deserve to be in a League One. That's all. Great fan. I seen one game. I came to see one game. I already play in Eastern Park. But now I'm a Dunfermline player, and I'll do everything I can to help them achieve what they want to achieve.
You have quite a presence on the park. You're strong, still fast.
Yep.
You think, you know, you can add that to Dunfermline's game?
Like I said, the manager said to me, he knows I can do both. I can hold the ball, but I also can run behind. And Hamilton, I've been asked to always come short to feet and hold the ball, because we had wingers to come behind me and stuff like that. So it was one of them positions I had to accommodate to the team, and I'm willing to do it. If I had to run the channel, it doesn't bother me. And I know I'm fast, but I do just need to show it. And I train really hard by myself in the summer. I had my own coach, and then thanks God I was at Core Hamilton, like the gym. it's been different class to me, and I had a man who come to help me to do work on my on things, which is make me more stronger and more faster. So it's only benefit for me, and now it's people who's going to benefit is Dunfermline FC.
Apart from John Potter, is there anyone else at Dunfermline you know?
Yeah, I know the manager because I play against him. But other than that, no, I don't know. I didn't know nobody in Dunfermline. I play against a couple of players when we was in a championship with Hamilton. But what I see is a great talent in that changing room. And I know they're in the third division. But I'm sure if they were in SPL now, they would give a good go to a couple of club who I think doesn't even deserve to be an SPL.
You come to Dunfermline as an internationalist, so what was your story behind your international appearances?
I play for my team, a national team in Guadeloupe. Mm-hmm. I think I'm the leading scorer, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I'm still active, and if I get called up, and I will go. It's not a FIFA rank, but we play for the Gold Cup and the Caribbean Cup, which is important for me and important for my country. And that's for me, I'm proud to wear my national team jersey.
You were born in France?
Yes, I'm born in France by both my parents, and I was raised in Caribbean also. When I was 6 months, I moved there to live with my grandma because my mom could not afford to keep me. Mm-hmm. And I know everything, and I love my country.
And Guadeloupe is an island in the Caribbean?
Yeah, it's an island in the West Indies, where it's got great players being like Thierry Henry's from there, Lilian Thuram, what's his name again? Jocelyn Angloma, some good international, Albertan, Pascal Chibonda. You have great players. William Galassa from there as well. So, you know, it's not just a country like lost in the Caribbean. We have great player there, and I just try to make my mark to be one of them good players as well.
When's our next match that you could be called up for?
Yeah, I don't know. To be honest with you, my main focus is to sign somewhere where I enjoy my football and score many goals I can, because people doubting when I come back from Burton because I was injured and I didn't stay signed up with Jimmy Floyd Hasselbeck. I had the option to stay there, but I didn't enjoy my time there, and in the lower division in England it was not good football at all. Bear in mind we win the champion, happy because I've been back to back promotion and winning champion, so I was happy, but didn't enjoy it.
Hope you enjoy your time at Dunfermline then.
Definitely, I hope so as well. It's important for me to enjoy my football. And that injury in Burton came at the wrong time. But that's life. You just get on with it. And now everything in my focus is to do well for Dunfermline.
What was the injury?
Oh, it was an hamstring injury. Five of us, it was six players signed on, and five of us got injured in 1 week. Was not our fault. It was crazy amount of running, for pointless running, to be honest with you. I was not happy with it, and I let them know, and we prefer to stop from there, and that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much.